Throughout this series, we've been hearing from advocates, corrections officials, and young women themselves on the need for the juvenile justice system to do a better job recognizing the needs of girls. Wendy Kaufman found that in the story you've just heard, and we wanted to hear more about some of the broader issues, so we invited Wendy to spend some more time with us. Wendy, so many of the young women in your story have been victimized in some way or another, and when you look at the numbers, they really tell that story.
They really do. One study from Girls in California showed that 1 in 4 reported they'd been shot or stabbed, 45% reported they'd been beaten or burned, 58% reported that they had witnessed violence, usually in their own home. So the numbers are really staggering here.
And unless you actually get at the root causes, it's hard to sort of treat a young woman and sort of steer her away from a life of crime. And trying to get at the root causes, as they're doing in San Francisco, requires a rather holistic approach, providing services, I guess, from lots of different places. But it's not always easy to do that. I did some reporting in Boston for this series, and in Massachusetts, it actually requires a court order so a young woman can access mental health services. So taking what they do in San Francisco is not always easy to duplicate in other places.
No, but I think there's at least a trend in some cities to try to get more at the victimization issue, which is such a, as you say, such a big part of it, that we really need to treat these girls more as victims and less as criminals. One of the things San Francisco has done is the woman who's in charge of the girls' probation unit, Julie Posadas Guzman, who you've just heard from, actually came from the district attorney's office where she was a victim advocate. So that's the perspective she brings.
In San Francisco, we also heard they're doing a very good job following these young ladies when they actually leave the system. But what usually happens when young women leave detention centers and go out into the world?
Well, in most parts of the country, they just leave detention, and often, in the case of prostitutes, it's the pimp who picks them up at the courthouse door, literally.
Oh, that's just so heartbreaking.
We talked to judges, we talked to probation officers who all told us this story. It just happens over and over and over again. What they've tried to do in San Francisco is have mentors follow them. The girls are involved in counseling and therapy groups. Laurel, who is one of the counselors you heard from the story, follows girls for a year or two or even three after they leave detention, so they have some really strong continuity and someone who's really gotten to know who they are, not someone who just views them as a criminal.
On a very troubling subject, it's good to hear about a program that seems to be working. Thank you so much, Wendy.
Thank you, Michelle.